Okay, welcome to the Hanukkah Shiur Part 2. And today, I want to discuss, I want to go on a trip. And what happens to our traveler? What happens to a person who's not in his home, he's eating by his friend? What does he do for his neighbors? What does he do if he's on a ship? What does he do if he's on a train? What does he do if he's in a plane? I want to try and cover some of these points. Point number one. What is the basic chiyuv for Neres Hanukkah? A person's homeless. He's in the street. Where does he light his candles? He doesn't. What's the definition of what's the basic requirement for Neros Hanukkah? It says Tosfos in Sukkah, Membav Amud Aleph. On the din of Haroya Ner Hanukkah, Sorech Levorech. Gemara says, if you didn't light and you see Neros Hanukkah, you got to say the bracha of Al HaNisim. Ask Tosfos, why don't we find this bracha for other mitzvahs? Lulav, the sukkah. A person doesn't have a sukkah. Why doesn't he also have a Birkas HaRoye? A person doesn't have a lulav. Like a Birkas HaRoye, you see your friend's lulav, you should say a bracha. Why doesn't that happen? Why only by Hanukkah? Says Tosfos, two reasons. Number one, Chavivus HaNes. There's a special Chavivus for Hanukkah. The Chazal gave a special bracha for people who can't do it themselves. It doesn't apply to Lulav. Number two, because there are few people who don't have a home. The aim beyodam lekaiba mitzvah. By Lulav, should get a Lulav. By Sukkah, sit in a Sukkah. But by Hanukkah, you need to have a home. Not everyone has a home as a bais. So Chazal helped give him a special bracha, Birkas HaRoya. Says Tosfos, I prefer the first answer of Chavivus, because second answer means what about mezuzah? If you don't have a home, don't have mezuzah either. But what we see from this Tosfos, that the definition to be chayav for Hanukkah, you have to have a bais. You don't have a bais, you don't have a chiyuv Hanukkah, chiyuv menorah. What counts as a bais? Rashi, in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, talking about Birkas HaRoya. Says Rashi, who is Birkas HaRoya for? So he brings from Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehuda. It's for someone who's Yoshev b'Sfina. He's in a ship. Maybe. Didn't light. He sees light, he can say Birkas HaRoya. Why is it that the Yoshev b'Sfina doesn't. Well, why, why doesn't he light himself? What's the definition? He's in a ship. And he's a guy that's not lighting Hanukkah light. Why not? Is it because it's moving? Is it because it's not just doesn't count as a bayis because it's a ship? Rashi didn't tell us. So the Marsham, in Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Mem, the Marsham says the Marsham, a person who's traveling on a train should light the menorah. That's fine. Your train should light. What about the ship? What about Rashi the ship? Rashi's talking about an open boat. An open boat, we have no roof, that's not a bais. If it's an enclosed compartment like a train, it's a bais. As if you bought a dira, if you rented a dira for eat and sleep. Therefore he says you should light in a train. Must add, obviously, it's not just a person on a short journey. A person on a long train is going to sleep in the train. The train so you can get beds. What about a person you invited for a meal? It's Hanukkah night, you're invited for a meal. And you're in your friend's house, and you don't really want to go back home to light. What's your thing? What should light? Right now, you're in someone else's house. Says the Bach in Tofresh Ein Zayin, Siv Gimel, Siv Katan Gimel. Says the Bach, you've got to go home and light at home. Mipnei Hashad. You're not going to light at home, looks, it's a chashad. People think you're not going to kind of mitzvah, so you've got to go home and light at home. But what do you see from the Bach? From the Ikar Din, where could you light? In your friend's home.
You also see they live outside.
Yeah. Okay, there's in the window, perhaps. Says the Taz, Mapiton. Your friend's home, that's nothing. If you're going to sleep there, well, then that's your new place. But if you're just there for a meal, so you should go back home, because you're like in the streets. And if you have Taiva Sachira, says the Taz, you have Taiva Sachira, it's really good food, and you can't do it, he says, send the Shliach. You've got to light at home. Me'ikradin. So we see, and we pass out the Taz. You're just temporary, that doesn't count as a bais. If you're sleeping there, that could count as your bais. So what have we covered in the meantime? We've covered a ship. If it's an open ship, it doesn't count as a bais. If it's enclosed, so Shinami, you could light in the ship. They were sleeping in the ship. Someone else's house, it's just, you're just visiting there for a few hours, doesn't count. If you're sleeping there, you could light there. On a train, you're sleeping on the train, it's a long journey train, you could light in the train. What about in a plane? A long journey plane. Here we have Machlokes. Rav Yoshe claims in Sefer Shvus Yitzchok that plane is shum davar. Not a house. It's an oif haporeach ba'avir. It's in the air. That doesn't count. It's not a bais. It's a train for the plane. You can't. It's not a mokem adlaka. But other choinim argue. Hello. Even the plane is a mokem adlaka, and we're going to get to that soon. Okay. That was part one. Part two. What happens? Okay, you want a light, and you know that they don't allow for this over here. It's going to be blown out. You're in a hotel, and you want to light the candle, and they don't let. And you know, I'll light and they'll blow it out. You're in a hospital, they don't really light candles. You're on a plane, they don't let. Jewish, can we say just light? I'll light, let them blow it out. What is based on? The Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Tov Reish Ayin Gimel, Siv Beis. If you lit your menorah and it went out, kovsa, in zokoklo, don't have to relight it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. But if you light in a place with a strong wind and it blows out, you do have to relight. Why? Because since when you lit, it's as if you didn't have enough oil. It's true that lighting is enough, as long as the potential is there. If there's enough oil and you light, it's fine. If you don't have enough oil, you didn't put enough oil there, can't say, oh, it went out, what can I do? It's only if you light, if that locker was the shleimus, that locker had the potential, there's enough oil there. If you light in a place where there's lots of strong winds, it doesn't have the potential. It's not yet. Mishnah Berurah says. Furthermore, what happens if I light and I go and blow it out? But makes it. It's got to be light. Says the Shaar HaTzion. Tofresh Ayin Gimel Lamed Beis, you've got to relight it. If you maze it, you deliberately put it out, you've got to relight it. Our question is, what happens where physically I'm lighting a place where it could, as far as nature is concerned, no wind, there's enough oil, it could stay, it could keep on going. But I have a bully who stands next to me and says, I'm going to put it out. Could I say, oh, we know it's going to blow it out, so no good, it's like lighting with a strong wind, because the Messias is going to be blown out. Or do we say, no, it's different? If it's a natural reason, part of nature, so it's not called lighting, because you know it's going to blow out. If it's a Baal Pira who's going to blow it out, I don't care. I lit the proper menorah. He chooses to blow it out, let him choose. It doesn't affect me. Are we clear? Yeah, just summarize. What do we know? We know if you lit Kadin, it blows out, you're potter. If you light in a place where there's strong winds, that's called it wasn't right to be lit. You have to relight. If you light in place where you do the U-turn, blow it out, you have to relight. What happens if I'm lighting a place where I know there's people, Baal HaPira, are going to blow it out? Does that count? Could I say, you knew it's going to be blown out, it's like the wind, you have to relight? Or do we say, no, wind is nature, so that means it wasn't right to be lit, to go. But if I lit where naturally it could be go, just Baal HaPira choose to blow it out, that doesn't affect me. What do you think? Let me ask you, what do you think? There's a big bully. There's a big guy, heavy guy, and says, hey, Jew bug, I'm going to blow your candelabra out. What do you think? Could we just say, I don't care, I'm going to light and let him blow it out? Or we say, no, since the mice, you know he's going to do it, so that's called not lighting. What do you think? Huh? So you think okay, Minister, we just ignore this guy. Are you agree?
I would assume we have to.
So what? If you know,
it's a fact,
it's going to go out. What do you say?
I think the version that we have is different than the that he's saying that if you're in the room and you decide to light there, and the house
you get it. Okay, I'm getting it, I'm going to get it. Okay. I'm starting with the bully case. Yeah, it's not a bully. Well, what do you say? You should like, yeah? Uh-huh. Okay, Mamas. Okay, fine. I've discovered. Yeah.
Same bully comes, doesn't it? Take your sukkah down. It's hard to say that you're not able to climb.
Yeah, but sukkah doesn't need to be. You don't need a sukkah to stay up.
But if you know a rook and two is going to knock it down, nothing you're saying
right now. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes. I've discovered in my searches two tshuvas. I found the Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Yud Aleph, talking about a prisoner in prison who wants to light menorah, and the warden says, "No, I'm going to blow it out. Should he light or not?" He says, "No." So it's not going to help, because you know, since you know he's going to blow it out, you can't light. On the other hand, there's a Shuvas Betzera Chochma. Okay, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe this. It's in Chelek Dalet, Simakuf Chav Zayin. Who is Rabbi Tzal Stern? And he was in Vienna and in Australia, our basement. And he writes, "You're on a plane, light on the plane, even at Osir, and let them blow it out. Aloch on the with the bracha." If they're going to ask you to blow it out, then you can't make a bracha. If they're going to blow it out, just tell them, I can't blow it out. Blow it out. He says, only light one candle. You light eight candles. You light one candle, you can hide it, they should notice. Only if you're wide awake, because if you're going to fall asleep, then you can. If you feel awake, and you light one candle. With a bracha. You're going to blow it out? Okay. It's not my problem. It's apparent in Machoikas Achroinim. It's the very point. If a Baal Bchira, everyone agrees that the wind's going to blow it out, no good. But if I blow it out myself, it's no good. But if a Baal Bchira would choose to do it, that's Machoikas Achroinim. So, I want to share with you what I think on this point. There's a famous Gemara in Bava Kama Yud Zayin on the base. Zorah Kli Miroish Hagag. There's a person who's taking a tape recorder. Doesn't exist anymore, tape recorder. He's taking a.
That's what doesn't exist.
He's taking a computer and he throws it on the top of the roof. It's a five-story building. And you're up there, yeah, you live on the second floor. It's coming down. You have a baseball bat. And it's coming down, boom! You smash it. Computer's broken. Who pays for it? Again, physically the computer was intact, it was working, it was fine. The mice, it was on the way down. So who pays for it? Do we say that the fact that it was thrown, it's very cool broken, because it has all the potential to be broken already. So therefore, I smashed a broken computer. It had a bomb inside it that blew it up. It was on the way to be smashed. So therefore I didn't break anything. We say no, the mice, it was intact. It was all complete, you smashed it, you're going to pay.
You know, like if someone kills a Gavrika Taylor,
kills what? Kills
a? Gavrika Taylor?
Yes. The Gemara compares it. The Gemara told that the case, what happens if there's a teenage, someone throws a teenage from Moshe Gag, and I put a, and I catch him with a sword. Who's chayav? That's on that very story, the Gemara connects with. What's the halacha? The halacha is that you're potter. It's called monatvira tova. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Shin pei vav siv dalet.
Which
one is potter? The one who smashed the mom with the baseball bat, he actually is potter. Because it's called monatvira tova. Because the computer already was broken. It was physically, it wasn't yet, but it had the potential. It's called broken. You're potter. So, Tosfos, what happens if someone is shooting an arrow at the computer? There's an arrow on the way, and I go and I smash the computer first. What happens then? Zohar Ches. The arrow for sure is going to hit it, no question. You're throwing a stone, a brick. Brick has been thrown at the item. And I get the first hit, I smash it. What happens now? Am I also potter? Because there's no Yechayev. That's different. It says a small pshuta lechalek. He says, doesn't say what the sword is. It's a small pshuta lechalek between if you throw the item itself or you throw an arrow. What's the difference? How do you understand what's the difference?
Aside from the question about whether it's already broken or not, there's this far as the market value is already zero.
I don't evaluate market value, market value by every individual case. Has the market value for this item?
Why is that?
The external factors.
Why is that external factor? If for whatever reason something is completely unsellable, even if I take it out.
But if we look at this computer as being intact, so we evaluate versus the market for computers.
If I have completely intact computers at bottom, let's say at the bottom of the ocean, and it's completely 90% intact, and no one in the world would ever buy it, it's not worth it.
Okay. That's part of the, in the sugya this aspect is spoken about. It's one of the first mentioned, so I'm not. So that's the terrorist, that we don't evaluate that if that this individual item. But the market for computers. The same way for you, it's worth more. If you have sentimental value to it, it was just from your grandfather, then it doesn't matter. We don't look at what this is worth to you, look at the market value. Anyway, it's a very, it's definitely a very, very valid question. Zot Tosfos, as Paskin the Shach, if it's an arrow being thrown at the, and you smash the computer, you are chayav. What's the difference? The difference is, even though the effect would have been the same, in both cases, the computer would have been destroyed without me, and I just destroyed something that would have been destroyed anyway. There's a difference. When it's being thrown from Reish HaGag, it has in it itself, the destructive forces are in it itself. That within the computer, because it's now being thrown by the laws of physics, are throwing the computer now down to destruction on the ground. Therefore, it's very called broken. So I broke something broken and potter. But in the case of the arrow, in this case, the computer itself is completely intact. There's nothing in the computer that's going to destroy it. It's an external force. We don't look at that external force. We look at the item itself. The item itself was good. You broke it, you pay. And that's the Shach Paskins in Shin Pei Vav. Therefore, so if you give me a shus, I would like to compare these together. When I light a menorah with this wind, there the laws of nature, the laws of physics, tell us that this can't stay alight. That's the chisson in my adlocker, not yotze. To light again. But when I light a very good menorah, there's a Baal Pchira who's warning me, I'm going to blow it out. That's like a ches. It's external to the base of the menorah itself.
Even though the wind is also kind of.
The wind is part of nature.
It's
part of the system, right? It's part of the laws of nature. So I have to take it into account. But, yes?
It's even weaker than that. The ches is already in motion. This is just a promise. The guy says, I will do it, but maybe he'll drop dead. I mean,
So, therefore, on this point, I would agree on this point, I emphasize on this point, with Rabbi with Tzela Chochma, who says, you can write on the plane. It's like a chetz. But, and here's my reservation, that's true for the bully. If I lie next to a bully, he's like the chetz. But, and here I believe very strongly that this person who's lighting on the plane, what dini choshen mishpat? Let's forget now Hanukkah. If we'd ask the owner of the plane, do you agree? Do you allow people to light naked fires in your plane? I'm sure the cats that put him in prison, you go to jail for that. Okay, I'm not. There's the physical danger that he's putting the plane in. Can you imagine all the from Jews trying to start lighting Hanukkah lights for half an hour? Can you imagine what will happen? Rabbi said, you've seen what's like when they give out drinks and people need to go to the bathroom. It's difficult. Can you imagine if the chair goes on fire and smoke comes out? What's going to happen? There'll be more people will be killed by the panic than by the smoke. Imagine what happened. And especially giving out drinks, the hours are blocked. It's a konatsuma. So, besides he's putting the whole people in danger. I'm thinking that's your idea. A choshen mishpat. You own the plane? No, you don't. You rent the plane. There's conditions in the plane. Did they let you light fires? I didn't ask them, but I'm 100% guaranteed. You could take a safe turn and swear that they're not masking you should light fires. It's partial to me, without asking. It's pshita shabba pshita. I'm sure they'll put you in jail if they catch you. So, since in Sat Choshen Mishpat, the Baali HaMochin do not agree. So, that's not like Ches. I have to take them into account. See, well, you said Gezel. Gezel. But since it's Gezel, you can't say, oh, this is like, I don't care. I'm just looking at my menorah. My menorah's fine. I don't care about what they say. No, what the fuck is there? Since you have no reshus, and therefore they're absolutely entitled to blow it out. So therefore, I do have to take them into account. I can't ignore them. It's not like the bully. The bully has to take him into account. He's like a chet. But if they own the place, and I'm doing shleika din, I have no right to do this. The mitzvah baba there anyway. And I'm endangering the tzibur, even without endangering the tzibur. The fact that they don't agree. So that's something that's part of the factors, like the wind. So if you're in a hotel, and I imagine they don't agree, I'm just assuming so. I assume they don't agree. Or in the hospital, they don't agree. You should light candles in your room. So therefore, you know, and they're going to blow it out. If you're not yet, that's what I think. Okay.
So my colleague is opposed to throwing it with like a private jet.
No, Rabbi Tarshan thinks differently. He says differently. He says you should light, and you don't let. No. Katointi. Rabbi Tarshan says not even mocking my locker. It's not a house. Something like a bird. So he stands and holds the whole thing. But even if it's mocking at locker, the Sashtan thinks that you should light like one candle, should notice, hopefully they won't notice, let them blow it out. I would seriously doubt anyone would agree with him on this point. So what, and this is what the last part of the share. So I want to come up, what could be done if they don't allow you to light the light in the plane? I mean, we are choishesh that it's called a bayis. I'm sleeping on the plane. It's a long distance plane. I sleep there. I pay for my seat. Maybe I'm in first class. Perhaps I get a nice seat. I can almost lie down. What about an electrical menorah? Oh, they won't mind. There's no problem, Gazelle. No problem. Can I bring with me an electrical menorah? No naked fire. Have an electrical menorah. A torch. I can bring one torch is enough. I don't need to have 7, 8. Because in one. So by the way, I mean to hold it in my hand is no good. We saw in the Gemara. I'll take a torch and I'll light it l'shem Hanukkah. I put it in my on the desk. I'll stick it in. I'll leave on for half an hour. Or maybe I can switch on my reading light.
What does that do?
Why not? Shem Hanukkah. Come along. Huh? I'll switch on the same. Okay, I won't be nervous in the light. Huh? I'll switch on. Yeah. Have electrical light.
It looks like a circle.
Yeah. It looks like you're using it for yourself. It's designed for yourself. So, I looked around. I found many poskim. For many years, we've been discussing electricity for Hanukkah. So I want to share with you the svaras. They have names because there are many names. The svaras, the ones who aser, and the svaras, the ones who matter. Point number one. We know it's also lehenos me'oira. Not allowed to have benefit from the Hanukkah lights. Why? What's the reason we can't read from our Hanukkah candles? Dinner the Gemara. Why is it awesome? The Mishnah Berurah in Tosfot Ayin Gimel Sifkat Ches brings two reasons: in Shitas Rashi and Shitas the Rashba. Rashi says the reason why we don't use the lights for ourselves is Nikar Shuner Mitzvah the Faras Amanis. If we're going to use it, it's not Nikar, it's an Ner Mitzvah. We light the candle, we don't use it. It's nikas for a mitzvah. That's Shitas Rashi. Other Rishonim say the Ran, the Rashba, because the nase happens in the menorah. If a dumi is the menorah, same with the menorah, you can't benefit from the menorah itself in the base of Mikdash. Therefore, we can't benefit from the Hanukkah candles because it corresponds to the light of the menorah. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah brings these both down. Therefore, since indeed we are corresponding to the menorah. No, the menorah. What do we like with the menorah? With electricity? No, shemen zay. You have shemen. Here as well. You have to have shemen. Electricity won't count. Oh! So you're asking me. One second. Do we really have to have shemen? Enochem is a maral. Put down a sharatzion. Shalatim Tofer Shain Gimel Sifkot Ntar brings the maral, says you have to have shemen, can't use candles. Enochem, I mean, he also do with the menorah at the sof. He means it literally. Enochem, for him, for Pasha, you can't use candles, you can't use electricity. Say, for Alocha, the Ramah brings down, we use in Noagu Medinos Elu, we use wax candles. So we see, not doing with the menorah, we're not limited to the menorah. Maybe you can use electricity. The Achronim is different. Even wax candle melts down. It melts down to oil. Right? Therefore, but it's not like the electricity, there's no oil there whatsoever. Other Achronim, that's the first reason. Dumi de menorah. Second reason. Some Achronim want to compare electricity to igniting a stick. You like ignite a stick. That's a thick burn. That doesn't count. There's no wick and oil. Therefore, it doesn't count. Some are going to want to say, since in the electricity, in the power, Tachanat Chashmal, in the power station, since they have no kavana, then for your for mitzvah, so therefore it says Liko Chera Shaita Vekotan. The Shulchan Aruch Paskens in Top Eish Ayin Hei Sid Gimel, he's Liko Chera Shaita Vekotan. It's no good. So here the power source that's supplying your menorah is Liko Chera Shaita Vekotan. It's no good. Rabbi Vadia in his tshuva says back, no, but it's true that when you light it, when you press the switch, it's like in Shabbos, it's called you.
Certainly not
a
Shabbos, but
an
affordable one
that's bringing
out the plane.
Oh, very, very true. So, unless I want to use, yeah. No, but I just want to use a different power source. Pass of the plane. Okay. Another reason, say there's no fire. It's just hot metal. The hot metal. It's not called a fire before. Another reason, Tzitzidiaza says, because it goes around, it's like a Madura. Most says if you light so many candles together, it's kind of an enduro. Okay, those are the svaras that said not allow for it. What are the svaras yes allow for it? We're not really, doesn't have to zoom into the menorah really, because we don't use seven zayis. We're not so strict with our comparison to the menorah. Kofsa in zakukla, but no, you have to relight it. You have to light the whole night like menorah. And since in the power source, there's enough power there, but there's a different point. I'll get that one thing. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says he wants to distinguish if you're using the power source or using your own battery. If using the general power source, every second they're creating new electricity as those magnets turn around, it's creating new electricity. So right now there's no shemen. That's his svara. Another reason to ask when you light, there's no half an hour shemen there because it doesn't exist. My battery, it's there already. It's all contained. Okay, what's the lemaisa? So the Tzitzit Eliezer says, don't light. Even if you can, even at bracha, you're talking about a hospital, whether you put on the lights, don't do it. Because people think even as a hidu, don't light. Because people think that there's such a heta and they come to use it. So don't do bechlau. Those who say you should light without bracha. Anyway, that's something we might say that's something that we could do on a plane. Now, if you're really stuck, then you could bring a torch with a battery. If not without bracha, it's a big machlokes, very controversial. So you have nothing else to do, it's better than nothing. But anyway, it should be avoided. To travel on a plane is you have to worry that you're missing your whole mitzvah. It should be avoided not to travel on Hanukkah if you're going to miss Hadlokas Neiros. And that's your wife could light you if she's at home. If you're traveling, there's no one lighting for you at home, then you're going to miss. Let's just summarize what we learned today. So we started off with what's the definition of the Chiyuv Hadlokah, right? A house, Tosfos, ship, train. Train and plane. Then we went to the second one. If you're going to light, it's going to be blown out by someone else. It's like chet or not. Chlekes. Lighting a plane, a place where by din they can blow it out. That's even worse. And whether you could use electrical menorah, that's chlekes. Suppose you could light without bracha. Shukra, thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
a big discussion. The different times, that's a big China. That's a big China. You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you're a big China.
I don't know.
I don't remember.